On this week's edition of You and the Law, John Flynn is here. He's a civilian lawyer and a Navy lawyer with JAG. How does the military process differ when you are investigating someone?
The military process differs in a sense that obviously the military law enforcement authorities have much more control over the subject who's being investigated. The subject being investigated obviously is a service member in the military. That individual is not a civilian, obviously. We have much more control over that individual, can have access to that individual much easier and much quicker, obviously. However, that individual still has the same rights as a civilian member does, as far as rights against self-incrimination, Fourth Amendment rights, as far as searches and seizures. So the same constitutional principles are the same.
In civilian life, if someone is arrested, there might be a felony hearing and potentially a grand jury hearing and then an indictment. How does the military handle that?
The military is going to handle that with kind of a one-step procedure called an Article 32 hearing, which serves as kind of a felony hearing and a grand jury combined. The Article 32 hearing is a process that a hearing officer is appointed by the commanding officer of the individual who is the defendant in this matter. And that hearing officer will conduct a Article 32 hearing to determine if, in fact, there is enough information and the charges are proper and enough evidence pretty much to go forward to a court-martial.
In civilian life, you have a judge, a defense lawyer, a prosecutor, and usually 12 people in the jury box. If you walk into a court-martial, what do you see?
You see pretty much the same thing. You see a military judge who is a senior military officer, a judge advocate who has risen through the ranks and is now a military judge. You will see a prosecutor who is a military officer who works in the prosecutorial office at whatever base you're on. You will see a military defense lawyer who also works at the military base that the court-martial is taking place. And you may or may not see a civilian defense lawyer who is paid for by the defendant. Every service member is entitled to a free military lawyer to defend him or her. But they have the option to hire a civilian defense lawyer if they want at their own expense.
The jury goes to deliberate. Who's on that jury, and is the deliberation any different?
The deliberation process is exactly the same as a federal and or state court. The big difference is going to be the jury pool, obviously. In civilian court, in federal and state civilian court, the jury pool, obviously, is the population at large. In the military, the jury pool is going to be a pool of officers who have been, for lack of a better word, rounded up by the base commanding officer. He will or she will gather, identify and tell a pool of 15 or 20 officers, hey, you guys and girls, you're going to be on this a jury for this court-martial. And then the defense lawyers and prosecutors will, whittle, through the same questioning process, whittle that down to a number and then sit a jury pool of military officers on the base.
How many?
It depends. It's not limited to 12 as it is in the civilian world, but normally it's between 9 and 12.
What are the sentences if the serving military person is convicted?
There's pretty much four areas four things that can be done to a service member. One is jail time. Two is a fine of some kind. Three is a forfeiture of pay of some kind. And four is a discharge.
Here on You and the Law today, Attorney John Flynn, a serving JAG officer, has been here talking about military law. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO and AM 970 News.